Oh, good stuff, Bri. Thanks.
Live from the backstretch at historic Saratoga Racecourse, this is Saturdays at the Spa with Brian Natto. Saturdays at the Spa is brought to you by CapitalOTBBet.com, New York's premier wagering site. CapitalOTBBet.com. Sign up today. The new Capital Mobile app. Wager anywhere, anytime. Download it free from the iTunes Store or Google Play.
Good morning and welcome to Saturdays at the Spa. Brian Natto with
guest?
You. And you are the guest, the special guest, Anthony Marmino. It's a funky,
guest.
Crazy Twilight Zone, Rod Sterling-esque kind of day. But, well, it's closing weekend, so obviously it's Kentucky Derby Day here at Saratoga. And we kind of had a brainstorm earlier in the meet that we said, you know, it's Kentucky Derby Day. There's 14 at Churchill. There's Grade 1 races galore. So why don't we morph Saturdays at the Spa into Kentucky Derby Day? So I texted this Marmino guy and see if he was available to do it. And 3 days later, he answered me. He was. So here we are.
Just to be clear, I was the person who threw out the line, why don't we do this?
I said.
But I'm like, so why would I text? He's the guy who said, why don't I invite myself to your party?
I liked your line.
And co-host it.
You're like, I know I didn't text you back. It didn't warrant an answer. It's just hanging out there.
Yes.
Not on this particular one. But so we just wrapped up Handicapper's Report. And now, like I said, we'll morph it into Saturdays at the Spa, 14 at Churchill today, Oaks yesterday. Derby today.
So there's no people at Churchill
Downs. There's no people at Churchill
Downs. There's still going to be an hour plus gap.
We talked about that.
And we can't have 10 cent supers.
71. No, they are 10 cent supers.
They have 10 cent
supers? Oh, yeah. There are. Yeah.
They used to always cancel them on
Derby Day. They announced it this year. There are 10 cent supers. So fire up your Capital OTB account.
Is that 20 years late to the dance?
Yeah, well, they're not going to have them next year, assuming the world's open. It's
right.
A 1 year, it's a one off. You know? Load up your Capital OTB bet account and fire that 17 all super and be done with it. Our guy in the booth, when he's not heckling us on the earpiece, was astute enough to.
Did I ever tell you about the only pick four at Churchill that I ever thought about playing?
No.
It was
put up the Derby odds, but
it was the year Royal Delta won the Distaff.
Okay.
And it was like a 10 by 10 by 10. It was going to be $1,000. And when Shared Account won the...
Yeah.
It made it...
54 to 1 or something? Did you play it?
No, because I didn't have the guts. I was like, I'm not a horizontal player, but...
So the more talented of the Bryans on the job today, Dorenzo. Thank you, Bri. Appreciate it. It's a good effort here. So here are your Kentucky Derby odds when business closed yesterday at the Downs in Louisville. So here you go.
Authentic 9-1, huh?
Well, I did see a van hovering around the top of the stretch.
I would like
at Churchill,
to take a head-to-head.
So they might drop him off so he can run in there.
Take a head-to-head Honor AP versus Authentic.
We didn't even talk about this, but this is a great segue, my friend. I was checking to our friend Mike out in Vegas last night. You've met Mike. You know Mike?
He's one of my... For someone I have probably spent 6 days with, might be one of my 10 favorite people
on Earth.
Because he's a projection, but I...
Mike texted me last night. He said, do you have any opinions on these? And one of them was a head-to-head bet, Honor AP against Authentic.
Call him back. Say, Marmino was wondering how much he can get on the credit line.
Honor AP was 155, so obviously, you got to lay the 155.
I'm comfortable with that.
I've had a string of good luck playing a few wagers with Mike that he's put in for me because he's got all the apps out there in Vegas.
You know,
and I said I might just lay the balance on that.
I would think on television, and I know there's
speaking to
a broader audience, is why they don't talk about head-to-heads more.
I think that's especially
actually
in this sports
the average
wagering
person could love. But
let's just quickly. This is the Mind That. This is the Kentucky Derby brought to you by Mind That Bird, because
I don't know what that means.
That means he ruined everything for everybody. How are some of these horses not 700 to 1?
Yes.
Necker Island, apparently Brad got this graphic wrong because there's supposed to be a zero after the 39. How is he 39 to 1? Okay. Winning Impression, Terry, Tommy, I love you guys. Winning Impression is 8,000 to 1 in this race. We're talking about winning, by the way, okay? These are odds to win the Kentucky Derby.
And Winning Impression was 50 to 1 on the morning line. Usually, the 50 to 1 is about as high as any morning line person
Fed
was set.
With his 87 buyer in his last start, 29 to 1 to win the Kentucky Derby. And listen, I understand there's going to be tons of money bet today, but there was a lot of money bet yesterday, too.
And I'll tell you, I don't have the this is just anecdotally. It doesn't change,
it does not change
all that much,
that much.
And you would think, considering 80% of the money is coming, this is a good
it's
foreshadowing.
Not gonna be, don't think Major Fed's going to go from 29 to 82. I'd go 29 to 39.
And it's funny, boy. I'll tell you, you know, 20 years ago, there'd be two or three horses triple digits.
Without a doubt. It's the mind that bird.
He really had that effect. That
absolutely.
Like, these horses can't.
Absolutely.
And
maybe
he was
Giacomo
half the price he was supposed to be.
He should have been 600 to 1.
Right. You didn't get,
you didn't get enough. I used that line the other day, by the way.
That was the race that started. The guy telling me, he goes, I got this. I go, you didn't get enough. There is no way you got enough with Mind That Bird, who, by the way, never won again.
No, but you know what? I take a little umbrage on that because for my money, I think I don't want to say he should have won the Preakness. I think he wins the Preakness with the trip if he doesn't have trouble. I think he runs Rachel Alexander down. I think he runs her down.
Which
in the
is
Preakness.
Amazing because he never did win a race, and you talk about that, and you're talking about. Now, you would say after that, he was not good. I mean, I know they tried to turf it.
He was also mismanaged, too. You know, and that
would have been mismanaged getting into
it.
That race. What's he doing in the Derby?
Wasn't he with Mandela, to start his career?
Start his career?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. We'll look that up.
Wow.
I'm almost positive on that. Don't quote me on it, but I'm
great,
very positive on that. So there you see it. Thank you, Bri.
I've always said that's one of the chinks in her armor, that she was only able to beat Mind That Bird by that little. That's not good.
Think Zenyatta runs by them all in the Woodward? Sorry. Did I say that out loud? Sorry. By
Let's
seven.
Hold off Macho again.
Sorry, Macho again.
Jesus.
Terry and
Tommy
we love you. Well, let's get to it because it's 11 bells, 11 a.m., first at Churchill.
We're going to go through the nonsense.
Yeah, we're going to zip along
14
here.
14 races.
Pick
mostly.
Five. It's an optional. It's a pricey optional claimer.
This day. You see these things?
Three and up. 150, 4X, 7 furlongs on the main track.
I think Hog Creek Castle's holding on to that grade one from out of the class.
Man,
for
alive.
Victor Foley, geez. I'm, you know, 1-3-4 for me. I think, you know, it's a phenomenal card. I mean, it's unfortunate that's during Saratoga and going to overlap, but, well, that's not good. Probably that's better. Well, maybe some think it's less good.
Yeah, people are loving that.
Yeah, I like the comeback race. We draw inside going 7/8. We've won at Churchill Downs before. I thought a very competitive opener. All of them. The long shot is 4-1. Have you ever seen that before?
That's a good point.
What?
That's a very
good.
I didn't notice that.
I just noticed it now. I don't think I've ever seen this before, ladies and gentlemen. The two co-longest shots are the 3 and the 4 at 4-1. I mean,
If I'm 4-1, I don't really like my horse. He's won 5 in a row, lay 6, big numbers at Maidan. Your horse is clearly the horse to beat to me. I don't know why 7 Trumpets is favored.
It's the chalk.
Maybe it's the 99 here at Churchill, the 4 for 5, I guess, or Romans.
Maybe.
But we're the same horses, different order in the open.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great card. It's too bad it can't. It's too bad it wasn't run like on a Tuesday all by itself. We could really focus on this. The second race, Maiden's going 6. These are 3-year-olds. That's your introduction. 3-year-olds and up.
3-7-1-5-4. And we did do the one sheet today. So I don't know if you picked up on this. You left a lot earlier than me, being that you're so far away and being that you need to be here 2 hours before set to get ready. But the scratches were out. I don't know if you saw.
No.
Yeah. So I'll give them as they come about.
Scratches.
Yeah. Yeah, and this was I was.
Well, we make fun. That's a good job by Churchill.
That is a darn good job.
That's a good job. We tease him about a lot of things.
But listen, I'm going to try to get the coach here on the lead. I don't know. Blinkers on. John Velasquez.
Did you know we had COVID?
Yeah. Yeah, there was an article in the DRF about it. Yeah.
You paid the $11 to get it?
Stop. Kidding me? It's funny. My buddy Tommy O texts me on Friday. He says, Brian, he goes, I was still at my parents. He says, there's no DRFs up here in Saratoga. I said, oh, man. Tommy, I said, listen, I'm coming off exit 10. There's a Hess down there. They usually have it. I said, I'll stop and I'll look for it for you. He goes, man, thanks a lot. And I said, Tommy, you're damn lucky because usually I don't carry that kind of cash on me. I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was pretty good.
That is a great line.
I don't know. I think quality lawyer might be loose in here. He's got some scuffed up form. Draw a line through the turf race. Bad post two back. So what's staring at you? 73 at Oaklawn on the lead. Blinkers today. Hopefully John Velasquez puts him on the engine. The track's all souped up. We saw it yesterday. I don't necessarily know if it was all speed yesterday. It was just very fast. That's all. Maybe Quality Warrior forgets to stop. I don't know. Kadri certainly in the mix for Larry Jones. Inside Thrill Ride. Idol, first or for Richard Baltus. Proud veteran. You've got Kadri.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, brilliant hands of... And I don't... This Mark Valesky stallion. He came over for the Breeders' Cup, right, or something?
No, he won the Louisiana Derby or something. For the governor and Larry Jones. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And I just think... I like to change to Gabriel Saez. This is the proud spell angle, folks, in case you fell asleep on the governor and Gabriel Saez.
Act one for Larry Jones and the governor, Brereton
yeah.
Jones.
Act one.
She was good.
She was good.
She was good. The third mile, straight mile, one turn mile, maiden special weight, three and up.
Obviously, you've never looked at Google Earth. It's not too straight.
Yeah, right?
6-7-1 for me. Pit Boss is my top pick for Wayne Catalano, Corey Lannery. The debut was sharp at Oaklawn Park. That was going a mile, 16, two turns. That is something very tough to do. Follow that up. Ran faster at Churchill Downs, but had a worse placing. Now comes back to Churchill Downs. The one-turn mile, I think, will hit this offspring of Union Rags right between the eyes for second. Right next door in the start eight, number 7, Dyna Charge, who apparently was gelded on my birthday or opening day of the track.
At least I can believe that.
That seems to make sense on multiple ways. He ran on July 11th, the third start. Geld him, give him time off. And for third, number 1, Storm King. We've talked like to a couple people, I think.
Once.
The smallest window I've seen a trainer say is like 17 days. That's the shortest window I've heard.
I think we asked Dale Romans one time. He's like 5 or 6 weeks. So just,
yeah,
it's incorrect information. So I wouldn't get too caught up with it. It's more tongue-in-cheek funny to mention.
Yes, that's
1672. I think Storm King, I'm trying to play a trend that might play out. I don't know. I think Storm King gets loose from the rail under Santana off the prep at Indiana Grand. Maybe straight to the hoop for that.
And Indiana Grand gave us the Oaks winner, right?
It sure did.
Okay,
It sure did. That was in that race yesterday. That was when I quoted you at my little get together yesterday. You didn't get enough.
No.
15 on that horse in a seismic Titan battle in the Kentucky Oaks. Maybe the horse was live. Maybe we missed it.
Maybe we missed the Brad Cox, you know, day in the sun, you know, on Oaks Day.
By the way, I said this to a friend who, a couple people actually like Donna Veloce. Get home safely, Donna Veloce. I don't know what the heck. Kaleem Shah, ladies and gentlemen, what is she doing in there? She is such a nice horse. And she gets her head ripped off. I hope she's okay. Comes back, you know, not like she was eased or anything. They just don't come back sometimes
they
when
help.
That happens. And she is so nice.
And she was up on it,
she
in it, like racing. And
no business being in that race yesterday.
How bad was Speech?
She is so nice. Well, Speech got sawed at the start, and that was it. But she was not good either. She was not
it's
good.
It's rare. I was as happy for a horse to win that I was not
so
on.
You
because
involved,
she did the dirty work. She just did it. She absolutely deserved it. On to the fourth. These will be 2-year-olds going 6 furlongs, maiden special weights, full field of 12. The 13 is an AE.
You know, I wanted to pick a firster in here because I think it's a firster race, but none of these are like
so.
Any... There's no,
I don't
none of them
so.
Have much pedigree. So I went 12, 11, 5, 7, 1. We got the Into Mischief out there. We're in the clear. The debut was fine on the dirt. Buff Bradley never. Wow, we have the same two. That's impossible. Yes. Never, ever wins on debut. Same with Ian Wilkes with the 11. And listen, maybe someone's playing it close to the vest, but you look at some of these firsters. The reason I say I wanted to pick a firster is because, let's just be honest, our horses are not that great.
Well,
but
wait a second.
I don't know.
King Mischief, a 58 on the turf at Ellis Park. I've tossed it aside. This is the day where I will get a better. Did you just? Well, are you cold over there?
I'm cold over here.
You wear shorts on a 50-degree day. You got what you deserve. I'm King's Mischief. To me, this could be a 77 today. You know,
hey,
a mark.
Well,
I'm not.
So he's going to win by four. I like it. I like it.
You know, and like, okay, the first of that would intrigue essential quality Godolphin going to Brad Cox, a tap it. You know, you're just like, well, let's hope this doesn't, you know, kick us in the side of the head.
Yeah.
Running by us. But King's Mischief to me was maybe the fact that we agree on the 11 for second, but I think the 12 is not going to be 10 to 1, do you think?
No, can't be, unless somebody blows the board up as a firster and is super live. Another pick five here, by the way, too.
And then the seven is another Into Mischief, the short leaf, who ran at Ellis Park in the debut. That was a dirt debut for the Into Mischief, but 12, 11, 7 for me.
All right, let's sneak one more in here because we're going snappy here.
14.
Yeah, it's a 1X, a pricey 1X, 100 grand on the line. 3-year-olds and up a mile, 16th on the turf.
They must have gotten the purse structure from Kentucky down.
Seriously.
Well, 158 for me in Majestic Row gets my top pick. I, you know, Lee, here's another horse, you know, made his name running on the dirt, but as a turf stallion, this is where I'm going. Hard spun on the bottom. Won the debut on the turf from almost an impossible position at Gulfstream Park. You know, that was in December. So is that the fake time of the champions meet? I think they call it that.
Oh, yeah, that might have been opening day, actually.
You know, the January.
They backed that up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Pretty soon it'll be October.
Well, I was going to say, now the championship meets about February 27th to April 1st. Saturdays only.
Yeah, at 15 to 1, I can only hope to get that price.
You're not getting Lil's Ladd and Hallory Hunter in an allowance race at Gulfstream midweek anymore.
Wow. Spanish Kingdom for second. Joe Sharp's runner comes out of the Transylvania Star. A good race, was better than 25 to 1 and for third. Number 8, Honest Spree for Mike Maker. But the one I like here, 158.
All right, this is the first race with scratches, and they're just the AEs. I take that back. If you're watching race 3, the 8 and the 9, the outside horses are out. The AE in the fourth is out. The AEs here are out. It leaves us with 12 horses. 11 of them have won one race. The 8 has won 4 of them. I think that's a huge deal that gets overlooked a lot.
It is.
8, 10, 5 for me. Honest Spree up close for Maker and Gaffalione.
All right, take a quick break. When we come back, plenty more on the 14 race card on Derby Day at Churchill Downs.
No track, no problem. There's no better place to follow the Saratoga race meet than Capital OTB and OTB TV. With our live TV shows from the Saratoga backstretch and our live remotes, all the information you need is right here. Each and every day of the Saratoga meet, we talk with all the top trainers, jockeys, handicappers, and racing personalities. So stay with Capital OTB and OTB TV this racing season and win more.
Where's the best place to find your favorite teams, your favorite food, daily drink specials, and wagering on live horse racing? Legends Field Sports Bar, 711 Central Avenue, Albany. Get your game on day or night with 75 flat-screen TVs, tournament-style pool tables, a private banquet room, and live horse racing. So if someone asks you where's the best sports bar in the capital region, tell them Legends Field Sports Bar, inside the Clubhouse Racebook, 711 Central Avenue, Albany.
Birdstone is an outside threat. They're coming down to the finish. Can Smarty Jones hold on? Here comes Birdstone. Birdstone surges past. Birdstone wins the Belmont Stakes.
To take it to Bob. These two arch rivals head to head with Joe Hart bearing down on them. It's going to be a
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Saturdays at the Spa.
You almost said the park again.
Because I'm old and it's Chicago, and what do you want me to tell you? I've always thought of it like a park. It's beautiful. The sixth race on the card, another allowance entry level for $100,000. Boy, Shoemaker was winning stakes races, right?
Man,
was noteworthy. Going 7-8. What?
This is the only trip horse that popped up for me today. 6-11-2. Cool Bobby, I thought last time, had a tough go of it. He was shuffled, didn't have like necessarily a clear, fair run. Everfast came back and ran well last week in the 4-go for Jack Sisterson, had a big number. I understand the big figure 2-back was in the slop. That's not happening here, but it was over the track. It was a win. He likes, he's run well at these kind of elongated sprints. I will put him on top. Outside I go to Cowboy Diplomacy, who's plenty scary here for Cox off that monster return. Another gelding here as well, first time. And then Sir Alfred James, you can talk about him.
Well, now here's one of those things. The Cowboy Diplomacy is off from April 13th, 2019 to July 18th. Wins by a pole. And they're reporting he was gelded 12 days after that winning by a pole. That's one of those ones that I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but I'm thinking that doesn't seem to make any sense. You would geld during that long layoff. You come back and you run a hole in the wind. You run a hole in the wind, then cut him?
Taking action
on that?
Remember when they first started reporting this?
Absolutely.
And they used to put stats in there?
Absolutely.
Like, are you kidding me?
Absolutely, I remember.
Are you kidding?
Alfred James for me, our top spot. And in a really weird year, it was nice to actually see Al Stahl earlier in the meet in person. We said it many times before. As I hope our son grows up to be 75% as nice a person as Al Stahl. We'll be happy. Debuted on dirt, scored a victory, came back, won nice, raced nicely on the turf, goes 7-8. Munnings has been a very good son of Spice Town as the stallion. You know, so, you know, look out for that. Wayne O at a big price for me. I'm throwing out the slop race, which wasn't good, and come back to the previous effort at Keeneland in July. And then Cowboy Diplomacy. I'm almost always against horses that come back after a considerable layoff, the type of layoff that we can do, not just the line in the daily racing form. That muscle regression. So it's 2-4-11 for me. I always think you get, in my opinion, you get the worst of it on the tote board.
Yeah, there's two ways.
And then in physics, you get the worst of it because you're like, doesn't.
Yeah, it's like, which way are you going? Because the one side says, you ran that good off that layoff, you're going this way. The other side says, boy, you're coming back after such a monster effort. The seventh, another pick five. I love it. At Churchill Downs, by the way. Not the downs,
not
correct?
The downs.
Not the downs.
Under no circumstances.
Optional claimer, 3 and up, 1 mile and 1/16 on the main.
Epson's been running for 300 years. They still thought Epson that. 7-4-9 for me. We're not even really that close. In this
I have the 7-4th. You just don't see it on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. So
to B.
All right. So we're, yeah, okay. Chess Chief for Dallas Stewart gets my top pick. You know, one of the things that I like to do is, you know, I talk about this often with horses, like they might be 0-3 maiden claimings, 0-7 maiden special weights, so they're 0-10 cumulatively. I throw out things like the Oaklawn Handicap, the New Orleans Classic in this, and look at the allowance type races. This horse is very competitive. This is the right spot. Makes the first start since June 26th for Dallas Stewart. For a second, number four, Signal Man, going out for Ken McPeak, making the third start. Have been running in stakes action, gets into allowance. I'm looking at this quickly for only the second time, raced well going 1 mile and 1/16 at this level, 2 races back. And for third, Steve Asmussen's number 9, who we saw a long time ago in the Champagne, that Complexity one, 2 starts since then, 7-4-9. I know there's no way you got a chance to look at this, but some of the layoff lines for horses at Del Mar today are incomprehensible. There are so many coming off of 18-month layoffs. I'm like, I've never seen this many, but 7-4-9 for me.
Best betting race of the day?
No.
One of them? That's on the
short
list.
Turf
Classic's good. We'll talk about it.
Yeah,
5-9-10-7 for me.
It's a terrific allowance.
It really is.
Absolutely.
Tank Commander, upside, lightly raced, a good horseman that's taken his time with this, Donnie Von Hemel. Big win last time right here at Churchill. We rise up the ladder. Decent price as well. 5, 9, 10, 7
And
for
that's
me.
One of the things about
again, pick five, too.
Big days. You know, the you know, they're you get the full fields. Now, it hurts because it sucks a lot of energy out of, like, other times because you run all of these races. Like,
yeah.
Right now, we're going to have, you know, three-year-olds in the American Turf for grade two at a mile and 16. You know, and almost all of these races, Brian, have really been in my lifetime developed. If you ever
I was thinking, as you were saying that before you said that, I was like, they are going this way.
If you have ever looked at the cards of, like, the Derby in the 80s, there's a couple claims. It wasn't anything like this.
Well, this race was like $100,000 maybe 8 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it was, and, you know, it's I'm going to guess it was $500,000 running its usual spot, so obviously it's trying to become, you know, the Secretariat, whether, you know, it's a top flight, and the Naira ones now that there's a big time three-year-old turf series.
Because you know you're going to get 10, 12 horses typically, so that never hurts either.
And the strength of the Derby is so obvious. It basically dragged the Kentucky Oaks to the premier three-year-old filly. They just, people want to be there that weekend.
No doubt. They're
it's
getting 120,000, 4-5 for me, and I don't want to use my half to win line, but boy, if Field Pass is getting all the best of it here. You look at the rest of this field. Number six, Sensation.
And trust me,
out,
I was looking
okay?
at the rest of the field.
Number six, Sensation is out. First of all, the rest of the field, with the exception of obviously Smooth Like Straight, isn't much. And the problem for Smooth Like Straight, now he has pressed and won, but everybody wants to be involved early in here. And Field Pass certainly doesn't, and he's going to be sitting back licking his chops. He cuts back a little bit off a darn tough Saratoga Derby, and he is going to be mighty salty off the far turn. He should be favored, probably won't be, because Smooth Like Straight brings in some big numbers from California, and he has a win over this course. It's a good job by Whitey McCarthy, too, by the way, shipping him in May. You know darn well he had this race in mind.
Absolutely.
So that's a good job right there. Absolutely. For a good horseman. But Field Pass to me is getting all the best of it in here.
I, you know, my idea was to take three horses that I thought would not be near it. And no matter what you see, I mean, maybe American Beauty is going to be next to it, but I was intrigued by this runner making the turf debut in the 16 start. American Pharoah is just, you know, been a very good turf stallion in here. But Field Pass to me, boy, probably couldn't, Mike Baker probably couldn't design it to work out any better for him. And King Theo, to me, who will not be near the pace setting, in my opinion, is going to sit a good trip, but will have to move on.
I picked him third. Oh, you can see it there. Yep.
Markedly in here, but I think the race setup might help. He might not have to do all the work on the improve, that the race might do 50% of his needed improvement.
Well, that's funny.
4-2-7 for me.
I'm laughing as you're talking. King Theo has the slash next to him, meaning he can't win. I picked him third.
There's a
I don't know if I've ever picked a slash means you're running ninth.
Usually it does, but there are some horses that particularly me, that I pick at times that I think have no chance to win. But I'm a trifecta player, so I
you
see
are.
The world that way.
The ninth is, here's another race going way up. Now, this is the former Derby trial.
Right.
It's now the Pat Day, three-year-olds, 500, 1 mile. On the main, and this kicks off the single six jackpot that has to be paid out today. And I believe there's like $143 in the kitty, $143,000. It's a 20-cent base wager. And of course, it ends with the Kentucky Derby. So a lot of bang for your buck on that. And there'll be a lot of dead money in there as well. Take note of that. I love a horse in here.
I do too.
Okay.
Well, you have the second.
Okay.
You love the nine. Mike McCarthy, big day today.
Yeah.
Huh? I just thought this is the race for digital. All the rest, you got to kind of push things aside. But, you know, the Fairgrounds race, you know, for the owner put up and got some money. And now gets a one-turn dirt mile. And yes, I, you know, into mischief. I mean, I'm not alone. And I'm not saying I was early, as I told my partner. I mean, he won the race at San Diego right after Ravens Pass. I mean, it was a, I think the Damascus, but it was a listed stakes race. But I thought the race set up at a big price for Digital to run the race of his life in here, which he's going to need to do. And I thought he was in a position to do this. And I think I talk about workouts about once every 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. 58-1 breezing at Churchill Downs for Brett Calhoun. Like, couldn't have possibly have wanted that.
That's pretty fast. It's like old Trieste-like almost.
That's like...
Remember, when he went 9 flat
Mike
on
Pipey,
Wednesday?
Right?
Mike Pipey,
yeah, absolutely.
Gary Bizans.
Then vertical threat for me, making the fourth career start, has won 2 in a row. That was out in California. Big ask in here. And for third, the rail for Bob Baffert, coming off of a poor effort in the Shared Belief. Now it gets back to one turn, which I'm pretty sure we'll see if we ever see Gamine again. She'll be doing it one turn. You love the 9.
This horse is nothing, Cezanne. Absolutely nothing. I mean, nothing. And I wouldn't want these Baffert horses at all. They tried to make
million.
This horse out to be something because of the purchase price,
right,
because of the connections. He is nothing. I'm so against him. I'm probably master of the obvious. I think Rushy will be favored in here. I think if a horse was wanting a cutback to a one-turn sharp mile, he gets it. And he's just perfectly
drawn.
Been
trying to get
drawn.
It since the debut. I just looked it up. I go,
seriously.
There's never been one turn since the
I know.
Debut.
And he's perfectly Lance, drawn man. Outside, and there's not a lot in here. He's going to get pace to run to track. Cezanne, tap it to win, no parole, vertical threat, all involved. And I just think Rushy is just going to fall into a spot. He's probably going to be favored, I think. Maybe they'll bet Cezanne. I hope they do. Man, I think Rushy.
Will.
They probably will.
I mean,
they probably will. Flo ran 1.5 yesterday. They probably will. I hope they do. I would take 3-1. I'd probably take 5-2 on Rushy, to be honest with you. I love him in here. Digital, I've got second. I think he's very live. I think the flow really suits him as well, and I think he's going to run big for good connections. I think he's in a nice spot to pick up some pieces in here, and I think it could fall apart. If the track is playing fair, then you got to watch these early races. You have to watch these races, how they soup this track up on big days, and you know darn well they're going to want to do it today. You've got to take note of that Echo Town down inside. I don't see him getting a mile, but I could see him passing some stragglers in the lane. 9/5-2.
We'll take one more.
Yeah, let's take another break.
Final break.
Late pick
Kicking
five
off
time.
The pick five. 2-year-old fillies in the grade 3 Iroquois.
Maybe the worst morning line of the day. Maybe. 8-4-10 for me. Midnight Bourbon might be 2-1 in this race. Did you watch the Ellis win?
No.
I mean, just go watch it.
Really?
Awesome. I mean, awesome. Who did he beat? I don't know. Who the heck's in here, though? There's no one in here. You think Ride of the Lifetime's getting a mile? I don't see the source getting a mile. I know he's got that double buyer advantage we talked about. Midnight Bourbon, I love in here. And don't forget, you know this, the Ellis races, those are funky two-turn races.
Yeah, you have to, you know, you can find a map or look at Google. They basically start perpendicular to the stretch. So they almost run like straight-ish, then they make a left. So it's not even like a shoot or anything. It's very singular for what I know in American racing.
And this horse, won in a like tis the law like canter late. You know, like a Travers like, let's just, we got to run to the wire. You don't have to run that fast anymore, but we do have to get there.
Okay.
And like, he was just awesome. He can settle. He's shown the ability to sit just off the pace. He actually cuts back. Like we said, this is a flat one-turn mile now. Not a lot in here. And I just think this horse is going places, Anthony.
Okay.
And
so if you're
5-2, not 6-1.
I've said this. I probably came across this thought about 2 years ago. I started saying it's like, I'm starting to think maybe preferring more of these horses that break their maiden for like a buyer speed figure of like 70-84.
Yeah, you don't want a big blow
up. Versus the 90s.
Totally agree with that.
I these horses, you know, and the idea, and it is now. So I have Midnight Bourbon for third. I will check out that Ellis Park race. Thank you. But I thought Notary at 12-1.
The coach.
And what's funny is.
Beat my horse on debut.
Is White Birch Farm is Peter Brandt. But he doesn't list him as owner, and the Silks, aren't they like the same
thing? Is the same Silks. And take it one step further.
And he had a horse named White Birch like 50 years ago.
Take it one step further.
Who hooked up with Wayne with Gulch.
He had Kowalski last year
for
Wayne.
Yeah, we talked about.
But it was Peter Brandt.
Yeah, so I think it's paperwork is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, and first time versus winners after winning a dramatically slower race going a mile. But the coach who recovered from COVID, easy to root for, and I will be with Notary. But White Birch Farm, and then I have the ride of a lifetime making the fourth career start, and then your horse, Midnight Bourbon, for third. I'm all outside in the Iroquois going the mile.
All right, bring us to another break here on Saturdays at the Spa Kentucky Derby Day Edition. When we come back,
Race 11,
late pick four time, Derby Day at Churchill Downs.
No matter where in the world you are, the excitement of wagering on horse racing is just a click away. You'll get live streaming, past performances, race replays, our virtual tote board, analysis and selections from professional handicappers, a simple, safe, and secure wagering platform, and best of all, you get track prices. CapitalOTBBet.com. Bet any place, anytime at CapitalOTBBet.com. And be sure to download our new mobile app from the iTunes Store or Google Play.
Thank you. I think what you guys are doing is awesome.
Seth, you do a great job too. So thank you, and I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate watching your show every day.
In a recent study of some of the top online wagering sites, Capital OTB won big in total player rewards, far surpassing some of the best-known wagering sites in America. While other rewards programs simply offer you points redeemable for gift cards, Capital OTB's rebates are paid to you in actual cash. Plus, Capital OTB gives you full and immediate access to your money. So if all you're getting now are points and gift cards, join Capital OTB Player Rewards today and get cash back. Visit CapitalOTBBet.com and sign up today.
Welcome back to Saturdays at the Spa. Brian Natto with you. Anthony Mormino with you, too, as well on a
this
weird, wild, funky...
special guest?
Yeah, one-hour special guest. No one else wanted to come on with me, so Anthony stuck around. Not the case. We said, this is warranted. It's been a great year on Saturdays at the Spa. I'll hit on that at the end. But my partner was never in doubt that he wasn't going to stick around and bang out this Churchill card that's
great
got day. 14 of them.
And if you bet that the 11th race would go at 4:39 and 2 hours and 22 minutes later they'd run the 14th, you win the prize. But the gaps are about to begin, folks, at Churchill Downs. The 11th at 4:39 starts the final pick four, race 11. What a beautiful world.
We talked about this the other day. It was either Thursday or maybe it was last Saturday. If the graded stakes committee are going to act this year or punt until next year, but this will be a grade one race. If they are elevating or downgrading races this year, they meet typically right at the end of the year and announce that. I would think this is on the short list to go to a grade one.
And they move very slowly. In the I'm not dismissing the listed to the grade threes, to grade threes to the listed, but most of the attention is drawn to the twos to the one, the ones to the two. And usually it's only a couple a year, like three get elevated to grade one.
Oh, yeah, it's a very short list. There's no doubt about that. The one is out. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Thanks to my buddy Rob for sending scratches. If there's any updated ones. The one, oh,
we just
Cezanne and No Parole are out. Damn. Okay. Wow, there's a lot of scratches now. Okay, this is the 11th, so She's on the warpath, and Harmless is now out, too. Thank you.
Harmless, the five.
Dulls for...
the one and the five are out.
In between picking out outfits this morning. He was able to send me the scratches. Thank you. Well, he wasn't picking out outfits, but thank you, Rob. So, wow, a lot of scratches that are actually coming up. So the one and five are out. I did pick her. I didn't necessarily want to, Anthony, because I thought, this is going to sound...
better than ever.
Is she? See, this is where, like, this is where this is the beauty of this game that we love so much, because we can pick apart horses to death. The game didn't count to me.
Okay.
I mean, come on, it was not a race. It was not a race. She's 1 to 1,000 in that race. I mean, she's going 48 to the half.
Wasn't even the chalk.
You know, and Uni, as we've seen, she made a middle move. Uni's not the same this year. In the Intercontinental, this is one of the best, like, soft, off-yielding turf horses of, like, all time.
But she's better at it now than she was before.
She was. So I didn't necessarily want to pick
I've always been against her in Rushing Fall, and I'm
always against Rushing Fall.
She just seems to make things go her own way.
I got to vote her in the Hall of Fame one of these.
She's going to have to be a slam dunk now.
You picked the only other horse I think can be put on top. I put her second. She's going to be in the right spot. And if Tyler says, you know what, this is a match race, and we're going to be 20 ahead of Beau Recall anyway.
What I will say
I'm going to try to win it.
This could be the moment of reckoning for a newspaper of record, good or bad. Newspaper record has to go to the front, right? It's going to be a firm turf down there. And
she's not in the front. There's an issue.
And Julie Fox, just go at her.
Well,
don't be afraid.
That's
like,
right.
Attack her. Don't let her breathe. You know, forget her race record. Just attack her with a vengeance on a firm going and be the one left standing.
Now maybe what happens is maybe it sets it up for Beau Recall. We saw in the 8 Bells yesterday. The two giant favorites, inside and outside, set it up for Greg Foley from off the pace on a horse that they had beaten by 5 and 8 lengths in the last 2 races.
That could happen.
I don't know.
I think what makes jockeys not do it often, but forget it. Just go at her and let's see. And if she's there, because if they let newspaper a record jiggy jog early, she's going to crush him on the firm going.
Don't forget, this is her first time, okay? This is her first time running 2 turns on a firm turf course. Those are not,
yes.
As you know.
Well, the question has always been about newspaper of record. You know, she had run on so many off-going turf courses that rarely happens, and she had been so successful. That's why I'm saying today is her day. Like, if she shows us she can take the pace pressure and backhand them, she's the goods for me. But I'm taking 3-4-7 in here. We'll just take it on here for a second, a little. But you know, it is there, and she's 4-5 in the morning line newspaper record, 5-8 lifetime. Her buyer speed figures indicate she's really stepped up, really to her by far best races since she was a juvenile. I want Juliet Foxtrot to really put her in a vice grip and just go at her and make it a 2-horse race around the track.
You would think. I mean, Tyler Gaffalione's a very cerebral kind of rider. You would think he's reading this form. He's looking at it.
But the other thing is sometimes you're like, I don't want to make it easier for other people.
It's the give and take of that.
But to me, I would almost always pay the price.
It's the damned if you do, damned if you don't, too. Because he knows if I let this gal go, she ain't coming back.
Right. I get second, or maybe I get seventh if there's only 6 in the field now.
Yeah, for sure.
But just go at her. Just absolutely go at her.
I agree. You to me, I believe.
Yeah. 7 furlongs, the great, what's this, the old Humana Distaff?
The Humana Distaff,
yeah. The Derby City Distaff presented by, you guessed it, Derby City Gaming. So we went from a healthcare provider to the casino. And this is where, what was it, Mayo on the side, Peter Rossi?
Mayo on the side in a 4-horse field. Now, Mia Mischief is out. Was it?
I can't remember.
I feel like she was carrying a boatload of weight that day, too.
Who do you say? Mia Mischief's out?
Mia Mischief.
You know what? That probably does me a favor because I didn't like picking her on top at 6-1.
All right. Mia Mischief is out. Crazy Sexy Money and obviously Lady Kate. Lady Kate ran her eyeballs out against Monomoy Girl yesterday. Wow, did she run good for Eddie Kay.
Monomoy Girl. That would be an easy check mark for the Hall of Fame.
Stop. I mean, I'm not even thinking about it. It's a wise damn.
It's like, next.
Yeah. The only thing I might think about is I better put the X there that signifies you're in.
Yeah.
Because it's such an easy vote.
Yeah,
like I might just overlook
it. Don't forget the Tom Seaver angle.
Now, this gets a little muddled with the scratch because Mia Mischief on her day, and her day is usually over this track. She's not going to keep Serengeti Empress honest, but she can dog her for a little bit. I am like so, I'm always against Serengeti Empress after her seismic ballerina. And she is loose as she wants to be in here. I just don't want her here.
You know what's funny?
I don't want her.
The 1-2 in the ballerina improve, like Bellafina, who is an easy against.
I was walking off the set if you picked Bellafina.
No, you can't. Okay. I had her first. You know, I had her at Santa Anita because that's where she runs big. But, you know, this.
I'm 6'4", 10'9", but it's a problem now with the scratch. She can't get up now, and I probably will amend that on the website and on Twitter because Sally's curling's in a bad spot now with a decided lack of pace. I did pick her. I'm against, you didn't pick her either. I'm against CeCe. And you said Mike McCarthy, he was supposed to have a day here.
Yeah,
I'm against her. Belle's the one is interesting because.
And a lot of people might have thought previously she was in a good spot. Yeah. With the pace duel cutting back.
Yeah, my two gals are in a bad spot now because there's just. Serengeti Empress.
This is one of those rare times where the scratch of my top pick, although I might not like Serengeti Empress at 7-5. As the race sets up, I think it's a merry-go-round around the racetrack.
I am 6'4", 10'9", with a giant asterisk.
You have a problem.
I have a major problem. Yep. So against Bellafina. And listen, CeCe, if this race was in February, I would bet the barn on CeCe. Right now, maybe the cutback works for her. He did it a couple years ago. William McCarthy did it with, I forget the gal. He won this race on the cutback. In the slop, and she was good. She came up here and ran in the ballerina, too. I can't come up with the name. I think CeCe's just going the wrong way, and they've asked a lot of this gal this year. She's danced a lot of dances. Serengeti Empress wins or runs 12th, and there aren't 12 in here, so she might be really tough to reel in today.
I think it turns into a merry-go-round race with Bellafina sitting off Serengeti Empress, and Serengeti Empress gets a soft middle part of the race, and it carries her home off of her ballerina win.
Okay, no scratches in the 13th,
well,
at least.
It's
the Turf Classic. It's such a good, historically, it's a good race. Today,
who won the first one?
I don't know if it's, I remember always a classic winning in the bog for Jerry Bailey. It certainly wasn't the first. It's my first memory of the race.
Well, the reason I mentioned the first one here is it was Manila.
Oh.
But historically more important
your
is,
guy.
I think it was, the first turf race in the history of Churchill Downs.
No, it was. Really? Like, what year are we talking?
Churchill Downs did not have a turf course in 1986.
Get out of here.
In 1987, because they were going to get the Breeders' Cup. You can't make this.
Wow. I have no idea. Wow.
They used to not run turf racing on Saturday, Sunday here.
That you did tell me. That you did tell me. Yes.
And the first one was Friday, the day before. It might have been the Early Times was the sponsor.
Early Times was, yeah.
And I've never looked it up, but I don't think that on the undercard of the Oaks in the Early Times they ran a turf race, but Manila won, and I think it was the first turf race. But if you watch like Ferdinand's Derby, you can tell there's no turf course there.
Wow, that's awesome. It used to be it was a series because it used to be the Early Times Manhattan too.
Yes, Bill Motti, if he got paid for Paradise Creek, he did not get paid.
Listen, there's not a lot of great.
Was the middle leg? Do you remember?
It's the Dixie, right? Yeah. There's not a lot of grade one horses in here, if there are any at all, but I'll tell you what, it is a grade one betting race.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Absolutely true on both counts. It is not one of the better editions of the Turf Classic, as it's been shortened up to be called, as it's had different sponsors. But from a betting standpoint, it's all that and a bag of chips, as we had. Well, we both settled on the three pretty high. Rock Emperor, for me, is my top pick coming out of just getting beat in two of the premier middle distance races in America on the turf, which is the Charlie Whittingham and the Manhattan on two coats. For John Velasquez, I think he sits in a very good trip. And as I said, you have to remember, like, if you don't think it's a grade one race, and I don't think it is, so being competitive in grade twos and a grade one puts you right there. I'd be happy to take 7-2, quite honestly, in an open race. I think.
Are you? This could be a little sharp for this horse.
Little what?
Little sharp. 9 furlongs.
Yeah, but I think sometimes, you know, isn't the race going to come to him almost?
I think it will. And we haven't talked about it yet.
Sometimes I think more important, and my example has always been Prized winning the Arcadia Mile against Steinland, and he had won 12 furlongs in his turf debut, the Breeders' Cup Classic. I really want the race internally to show up for you.
Well,
the distance will take care of itself.
It is supposed. Let's talk about it. We're good on time. Let's talk about it. There is supposed to be pace in here, okay?
Enough.
If there's not, we're both going to be, A, we're going to have a problem. B, we're going to be irritated. Now,
yeah,
this is,
irritated
I wonder that. if Tyler Gaffney, the Ortiz brothers are great at this. They really do a good job of making you not want to go with me. Now, if Tyler is just hell-bent on getting the lead with some like it hot brown, maybe Bridgmahan, maybe James Graham says, you know what, I'm not going to kill myself. It's, again, we talked about it a couple races ago, newspaper record. Well, I know if I run with this horse, I can't win. So maybe he just blows it out early. But down inside factor this, and certainly cheap speed from the outside with Spectacular Gem, there is supposed to be a legitimate pace in this race.
But with Tyler, he's supposed to also say, it's almost immaterial. I have to go because that's how I win.
No, he is going.
I might not win, but I'm
he's going. The other two guys.
It's like, you know.
There is supposed to be an honest pace in this race.
And that's what you want. Inside factor this. I have Bowie's here. I guess it's David Bowie. Phil D'Amato. So, runners prepped very nicely for this race. His 9 furlongs, this is the high water mark for him. This is like the Breeders' Cup for him.
Yeah, and to me, I think this is a bridge too far.
This is the biggest reach for him.
Yeah. Listen, I'm with you with Rock Emperor. I think he hits hard. You're down inside with factor this. I think he's got a little problem today on the step up and the fact that I don't know about the pace in here. True Valor, 7-3-8 for me. You want to talk about a horse with, like, no chance in any of these races? Paved grass out in California, all of that, no chance. Now he gets to Graham. He stretches out. Hey, Graham says, you know what? Thanks for this horse. I'm going to run him in the biggest turf race of the year, or one of them. And he's going to get pace, and he's going to get a turf course much, much, much more to his liking. I'll put him on top, Rock Emperor. You know who I really tried to make in here, and I put them fourth, is Mr. Dumas.
I know it sounds goofy, but it probably is the premier 9 furlong
I think so.
Race in America.
I think that's very fair.
I mean, that's what they probably want it to be, and that's what it's become. Derby time, unbelievable. On September 5th at 7:01-ish, about 3 hours after the Turf Classic.
It's a big ish.
17 are going to get in. The 6 is scratched.
Well, no, the 1 is out, too, so 16.
The 1 is out.
So gates 1, 2, 19, and 20 are empty. And
so if you have the inside post, you can actually run a straight line.
You can run a straight line. It's one of the greatest, like, overhead pictures.
The 1 can't run a straight line.
People just don't get it. It's like you hear that the rail is you can't win from the rail, which is true, but I don't think they get it.
No.
Just break running and then go that way. Or you'll hit
the rail.
I will
say this about this race. One thing I thought as the world was evolving, I thought fewer horses that had no business, and this is a guy who likes 15-1 shots, in this race would show up because you've had time enough to realize this really isn't for me.
Yeah.
The distance, the classification, my talent level, etc. But that is not the case. It is still the Kentucky Derby with no fans, and they still want to win it. And what's the purse, $3 million now?
$3 million. And
it is still always lag behind Derby. In that regard, but now they're in the right spot.
Yeah, those are deaf. Did I send my numbers in wrong? Because I love a horse. I love Honor AP in here. I absolutely love him to run second. Those are not my numbers. Maybe I screwed that up. This is.
They're backwards.
They're backwards. This cannot be anything but 17-16 to me. I mean, like, no one else can run second. Certainly no one else can win. It is just absolutely, here's your, you give me $20 on this exacta, it has to come in 17-16.
There's been two horses, there's been one horse to date that the first time I saw them run in person, I felt strongly would win the Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. You could never guess the first one.
You saw him in person?
First time I saw him in person, I walked away. Now, I was young and stupid, but I walked away having no doubts.
Way before my time, then.
It was. Ali Sheba.
Oh, okay. Ali Sheba, okay.
He's the only one that ran against the track in the Breeders' Cup in 1986 with Shoemaker on board. It was so speed favoring. He ran against the track, and I said, that's the Kentucky Derby winner. I was right. Amazing. And when I saw Tiz the Law win a rare New York State bred 6.5 furlong race, and really because he was Tiz now on the bottom side and tap it, I said to the person who owned the runner-up, you just lost to a monster. But I can't. I mean, 3-5 in the Kentucky Derby.
He's 6-5 that he was, that we showed at the start of the show.
I don't even think that's a good price in the Kentucky.
Wow.
And he was beyond good in the Travers. That I did like him at 1-2. I mean, he was everything you'd want going a mile and a quarter, but I can't put him. Honor AP, to me, I'm telling you, folks.
Oh, you picked Honor AP?
Absolutely.
Oh, so they had the chicklets. They reversed the chicklets, too. Okay, that's right. Okay.
That's what it was.
I got
Honor
you.
AP. This is,
okay.
This is the only horse that can beat Tiz the Law. And I will say this. I think John Sheriff's, the shared belief loss at 1-5. I wouldn't have bet him at 1. That was good. This is the moment.
It was perfect.
This is it. This is your chance. And I think we talked about it yesterday, talking about the Swiss Skydiver versus Gamin. If it's really 3-5, and 5-1.
Well, he's 9-1 right now.
I mean, Honor AP every single day.
Yeah, I agree
at
with
that.
That
spread.
If you're talking about these strictly the
one
odds.
Thing, Brian is right. These are the two horses, and every day I'm telling you with that spread in the price. Now here's a question: if I said Tiz the Law is going to run a 105 today, that's believable, right? I think Honor AP is scheduled to run a 105. In other words, improve off of the shared belief.
If you told me Tiz the Law was going to run a 105 today, I would bet Honor AP. Because I do agree with you.
That's how I see
it. I do agree with you that he will, you hit it all. If you haven't seen the shared belief, he had no chance. B, they didn't care.
Yeah.
Okay. Go watch the Santa Anita Derby. That's the race you want to watch.
By the way, he was, not that authentic, but he was, he wasn't,
I don't think authentic could get this trip in a van.
No.
The Baffert horses did not run well at all yesterday. I have a sneaky feeling Paco Lopez is going to put New York traffic on the lead. Paco is very, very aggressive. Thousand Words got his race last time, and, golf clap for him. Hey, if everything he showed last time, if everything breaks crazy good for him, he can run fast. Well, that's not going to be the case today.
Is Money Moves really going to be around 30-1?
He's 14-1 right now. I think he's like the fourth choice in the race. he's one of about 10 horses in here that can run third, and wouldn't surprise me. He can also run 15th. I have Enforceable in third because I know he will pass horses. I don't know how many, but he will run on late. He had no chance in the Louisiana Derby in the Bluegrass. And I have Max Player in fourth because he will pass horses too. But to me, the gap between 17 and 16 and the rest of this field
is as pronounced
as I can ever remember in a Kentucky Derby. And to me, I just can't envision a scenario where if the race is run, if everything being equal, I just don't see how Tiz the Law loses this race. I'm saying if because he is with this post and this flow, there.
What can go wrong?
What can go wrong?
It's amazing how good he is. He is everything we've looked for. in an era when speed and stallions of note, that this is a rock hard 10 furlong horse and is brilliant and has been handled great. And like I said, it's all about the spread. I do think Honor AP is going to run big. You know, he might not be the second best horse.
Dispel the myth. Enable did win the September Stakes
today.
Yeah, I thought it was like 10:30, but apparently it was not. Maybe, I guess it was 9:30.
Immortal. That's it.
Yeah. Immortal. And she'll go for her third arc on October 4th at Longchamp. This is, to me, it's a celebration for a local horse, local connections that have been good to us this summer, me personally especially, and just, you know, it's an easy group to root for.
And I think, I want to say one thing. I think he's been so completely good. Different than Funny Side in that, you know, first off, the Champagne. I mean, he was like, he was the New York bred that was, you know, the Champagne. I'll just take that and... You know,
a lot of people, you know, they want to talk about he lost the Kentucky Jockey Club. You watch that race. There's a bunch of Kentucky boys ganging up on a New York bred because they gave him no chance. Today, it's just so different. It's a fast main track. He's outside, to me, horses that New York traffic and authentic are going to need a oxygen tank and off the turn, not even in mid stretch. I just think. This is as cold 17th. This is like, you know, Kentucky Derby, you're thinking like you're trying to score some 300 commanding curve underneath or something like that. I just can't see it.
No.
If Tis the Law was not born or was born in a year earlier or later, I'd be like, Honor AP is 7-5 in this race. He's got a mountain to climb today.
Even,
but to your
for
angle.
Us old people, even. Affirm and Aluyar didn't have this type of spread.
Yeah.
They were good 3-year-olds and that crop behind them. But this, it's a 16-horse field. The crop between these two and the other 14 is about as big a spread.
To me, we are in agreement there. I mean, it is.
Now, do you think, Honor, I think he's competitive with Tis the Law. Now, just get a better price.
I think he's
going to run a 105 today. So Tis the Law better run a 109 again.
I think
at least a 106.
I think that's at least a 106. I think that's comfortably in his wheelhouse.
It is. It is. I don't think we've seen the best of him yet.
It's that scary.
I think that actually of all the things, that's the biggest hurdle for me, is that I don't think a 111, 113 is out of the
process. Your guy's trying to get to
my guy is not running a 113.
He's trying to get to a level that Tis the Law did running backwards last time, and that's a problem. But we talked horsemen earlier. You have a consummate horseman in your favorite, too, that circles a race on the calendar, and John Sheriffs will deliver.
How do I get there?
There's no doubt
about
that.
And not only that, and that's why I think like a 105 is doable.
Very
how
good.
Do I peak there? And his peak, he might peak and not be enough, and he's a darn good horse.
I agree with everything you said. That's it. That's not only
more
it
ways
for,
than one.
That's it for you and I.
Yeah.
We are
for
donezo
you and me, but that's okay.
For you and me. Normally, I come back on Labor Day, but
no.
I believe Mike and Seth are going to round it out on Monday. So you and I are donezo. I have a lot of people to thank.
Yes.
You especially for sticking
not
around.
Especially. Those two guys.
But many, many, many thanks this year. It's the last Saturday at the Spa. Just thanks so much for our fearless leader John Signor for bringing us back. Thanks for Naira, first of all, to having us here. We didn't know of that up to about 2 months ago, 10 weeks ago. So thanks for Naira for getting us in here every day, and business as usual. As I said, John Signor, especially for bringing us back. You know, bringing this show again. Appreciate that, John. The guys that our colleagues, Anthony, Mike, Sully, Seth Merrill, of course. We love Seth, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Seth and Shannon. Donovan as well, and Danny and Dino back in the control room down south, and Mick Richards for doing a lot of dirty work that doesn't get talked about. Production, the Gary Contessa videos. Thanks for Gary as well, but Mick, a special thanks to him as well for putting in the hard hours, and then especially last but certainly not least, our guy Brian Dorenzo, who never gets on this side of the camera, but doesn't get a lot of praise, but is doing all the work, making it all go. So
gets here
you guys
before us, leaves after us.
you guys are the ones that get this on, and we get to sit here with shorts and
a tie and a jacket on,
get here 4 minutes before showtime and drive them crazy. So a special thanks to Mick, and then especially Brian, making it all work. And that's it. And everybody that came onto this set this year, because we didn't know how that was going to shake out. And, you know, Seth said at the start of this season it would be business as usual, and we would make it work. And John Signor said that as well. And I'd like to think we did. I mean, I really do think we did. And in a weird, funky, messed up COVID 2020, I like to think we really did, because with the Zoom and the call-ins, maybe it made it a little easier for people to get on this show, but especially the guys that sat
it said 2 hours
straight on this, straight up on this set. Al Stahl and
Mike drops after
all the guys, Bob Baffert, 20 minutes on a Zoom video and stuff like that. Chad at his barn live on that Mick ran over and taped for us. So just a special thanks to each and every one that made this show good. I just sit here and talk, but couldn't
always tell
it.
People they don't realize we have the easiest part.
Yeah, couldn't do it without any of those guys and gals that put it all together. So a special thanks. It's Kentucky Derby Day.
We never have to do it again like this.
Oh boy, isn't that the truth?
Two people early in the morning every day that checked us in to keep this environment safer, different. I came in this morning. I said to my wife as I left, I hope nothing is ever like this again, because, you know, we haven't talked about this, but it has been, a certain part of it has been so sad without the human interaction of this place, which is what makes it special. I mean, the horses are obviously the show, but the energy, the people, the smiles on people's faces, the weather has been so great, and we missed it as a collective group to enjoy it. I hope it's never like this again. It's funny that I root for traffic jams on Nelson Avenue next year as I try and get here early.
It's fitting that we wrap up the show with the tractor.
Andy Sterling is laughing now.
Going by, but
they get the tractor behind. Well, we went to 10. We
did.
He did his job. He said you guys would be off at 10.
So that's it, my partner. Anthony Marino, my good friend.
This is one of those years I won't see you for 10 and a half
months. That's right. We've been doing this a long time. We usually reunite at a Breeders' Cup, and not the case this year. But as always,
which is my doing.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's always
good luck on the Woodward. Good luck on the Kentucky Derby, September 5th here at Saratoga. I'm actually going to Bailey's. Stop by. Buy me a beer. I'll see you down there. Load up the OTB account. Fire. Don't forget, Empire 6 is paying off on Monday. There's still a lot left going on. Good luck at the Woodward today. Good luck at the Kentucky Derby. Thank you to everybody. See you, God willing, next year.
You've been watching Saturdays at the Spa with Brian Nadeau. Saturdays at the Spa has been brought to you by CapitalOTBBet.com, New York's premier wagering site. CapitalOTBBet.com. Sign up today. The new Capital mobile app. Wager anywhere, anytime. Download it free from the iTunes Store or Google Play.